And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Cottonwood and Prescott Valley KQNA, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Cliff Castle Casino, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, Arlene Allen.
Welcome to the Talk of the Town. We are delighted to have you with us, and we are thrilled that you are listening to the Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide on KQNA.com, and we'll be right back with my first guest.
Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for three generations. You have our name on it, Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Wow, I can't believe they had it.
That's what we hear every day at Prescott True Value. This is Suzanne Springer. When my parents started Prescott True Value in 1982, they wanted to make a modern version of the old general store. So when you come to our place, you can expect knowledgeable and friendly staff who knows what service still means. Discover amazing gift items and state-of-the-art cookware. Just two of the many areas you wouldn't expect at Prescott True Value on Miller Valley Road. Locally owned, expect the unexpected. Prescott True Value, where we believe behind every project is a true value.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people.
Give the team at your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance a call today at 445-4600. To find out more, or to get a home, auto, or pet insurance quote, visit housechilson.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town, and in studio with me now, I have Pastor Mike from the Chino Valley United Methodist Church. Thank you for joining me today.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm always happy to be here with you.
Well, we are always thrilled to have you, and you know, you've been such a great supporter of the Chamber and our events, and we're delighted that you have jumped up and into Chino Family Christmas, and Chino Valley United Methodist Church is going to be sponsoring the Create a Gingerbread booth at our event, and that is the culinary arts students do that as a fundraiser, and they're going to make the cookies and the icing, and then the lionesses are going to have their very own elves come in and supervise all of the kids and adults at the event who want to make a donation to the school and decorate those cookies. And that is at Juno Family Christmas on November 9th from 10 to 4. And then, as you know, at 4 o'clock, we're going to all walk up the street to Memory Park, where Santa will be joining us and Mrs. Claus. And they're going to have a great old time there. And we're going to have cocoa and
candles. A bus.
You're not going to walk up the street with us?
No, I don't walk anymore.
Maybe Santa will give you a ride on the sled. I don't know. Stick your finger out and like see what happens. Put that thumb out there for him. But I think that's going to be a great time. We're going to light the Christmas tree. So this year, the town and the chamber are sort of hooked up together. And Santa and Mrs. Claus will be there all day. And we're having some amazing handcrafted gift vendors. One of the groups from the church is going to be one of our musical
Close
groups.
Harmony.
Close Harmony. And they're a cappella, and it should be amazing. We also have the famous ukulele band coming back. I mean, there's nothing like Hawaiian shirts and Santa hats to set the mood for Christmas.
And I'm one of the judges for the Christmas trees.
He's a very difficult judge.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Well, I would say that you made my life very difficult. He scored the trees like 10.62 points. It just made me do a lot of math. Thankfully, iPhone helped with that. And of course, the Create a Tree contest that he's talking about is so amazing, because every year nonprofits and businesses and families and the schools create trees, and then we have judges come in and score them and make
awards.
They're
hard to judge because they are so beautiful and so wonderful, so creative.
And some of them are really ridiculous, aren't they?
It just amazes me, yes.
We don't know how you did that. Because
I didn't. My wife did most of it.
Your wife did most of it.
She told me what to grade it.
But then we had other judges, too. So
yes.
It wasn't just you and your wife.
No, it wasn't just me and my wife.
And consensus, I think, was really hard to reach on that, because it was a close call. And then the public gets to vote, too, on the community favorite trees. And those are always a surprise, and they're always different than the ones that the judges picked. And they're all across the board. I've given up trying to guess who's going to win.
Because, me, too.
And there's, like, cash prizes for this, so at least for the school trees. And so it's a really fun day. There's music all day. There's really, I mean, it's a great gift shopping place.
It
costs nothing to get in. And if you wanted to get a tree for your business or your nonprofit or your organization, it's only $15 to decorate a tree. And if you wanted to donate an extra $15, that goes toward helping a school have their tree at no cost to them.
And what was the date again and the time?
So that is December 9th. And at Heritage Middle School from 10 to 4, and then at Memory Park from 4 to 6. So come join
us. Sounds great. Yes, everybody should come out to join us.
Oh, they should come just to meet you and get your autograph.
Oh, sure.
So, I mean, we thank you for sponsoring the gingerbread, but you guys do...
Wait a minute. Ironically enough, I'm diabetic and I can't have the gingerbread, so...
Well, that's good, because we'll save it for the people who are paying to decorate the cookies to eat. The one thing we didn't talk about, which I think is really different this year, is that the town of Chino Valley is going to have a booth there where you can make ornaments, and you can take the ornament home and put it on your tree, or you can walk up or ride up the street with us to the park and put
idea.
It on the town tree.
I like that.
And then they're going to save all the ornaments for year over year to put on the tree.
I'm writing this down so my wife can make, because she'll love to do that.
Oh, that'll be fun.
One to put on the tree.
And so
make
we'll
an
just
ornament.
Make ornament. He's actually writing this down, which is so frightening.
I don't have a memory, folks.
But, you know, I think that people, you know, a lot of the churches in our area are very active in the community. And a lot of what you do is not just with Chino Valley United Methodist Church and the Chamber or nonprofit. A lot of what you personally do is involved in building community through working with the other churches and organizations.
Right. This is so big. You know, at one time, many years ago, the churches were all involved together at doing things. And that kind of fell apart many years ago. And since I've been here, we've been trying to rebuild all that with the other pastors, trying to get that connection. I know we talked about Praise in the Park back in September, I believe it was, which was phenomenal. Well, we're going to do that every year, and we're adding more churches.
Uh-huh. So it's
just a big thing to do. Just everybody really enjoys this. I know the first 2 years I was here, we were actually doing an all-church picnic. something I didn't talk to you too much about, but we were trying to do this, you know, through the other churches. Just, we have a picnic on a Sunday afternoon and get all the churches together and see who shows up. And it has worked out, you know, nicely. This year, we found out that we're just getting so involved with events, I don't have enough volunteers to keep up with it. So we've had to cut, I had to cut the picnic out. That's so the chamber's fault, by the way, folks.
So here's the good news about that is the chamber, as you know, is working on a project called the Community Volunteer Project.
Yes.
And that is moving ahead really rapidly. And as far as software implementation goes and aggregating the databases of volunteers, so maybe next time you go do that, you'll be able to just enter that need into the computer, and maybe the chamber will help you fill that
would
need.
Be nice. It is difficult to go volunteers, as you know, to do anything.
Because they're busy volunteering somewhere else all the time.
Well, that's true. And like I said, I had mentioned to my congregation that we have been on a regrowth at the church itself. But that's because we are doing more events and people are remembering that there is a church there behind National Bank. So,
well, you're going to have a lot more company pretty soon.
I hope so.
Well, I mean, the town council approved the property there.
Oh, that's true, yes.
For the over 55...
mobile home park and
residents and RV park and all of the other attributes that come with that. And it is a long-term project, but that was approved. So that will give you a built-in volunteer base.
We like to feel that we actually helped with that and the other neighbors in the area, because we did go to the Zoning and Hearing Commission Zoning and Commission hearing, whatever it was called.
Planning and Zoning Commission
Planning
hearing.
And zoning, thank you.
You're like welcome. I said, anytime
gone.
I can help,
Thank you very much, ma'am. But we all, you know, all the people that live in the area plus the church, we all went to the meeting, and, you know, they didn't say anything that sounded bad. Everybody was ready to have this argument, and they came up and said, well, this is what we're planning on doing, and we're all going, okay. So I think that was a big plus for the community. They have their own water, for one thing. So
yeah,
that's not,
and that
that's
was an important piece. And I think sometimes some of that information doesn't get out into the community, and people get upset because they hear all these people could be there, and they're going to take all their water away.
Right.
And sometimes that's true. Not in this case.
And I work well with the mayor, Mayor Croft, and you know, some of the council members I know very well. So when they start talking to me about things, I try to let the word out. Mm-hmm. So like my church members, or the other churches, when I talk to them about it, because I did have people come up and say, you really want to have that there? I'm going, yes, I think it's a great thing to have. One of the few great things that they're planning on doing in Chino Valley.
It is a great thing. And there's two of those projects that they've approved, and both of them are in really excellent locations for that. And some people really want them and some don't. But we really need the housing, and we really need the revenue in our town.
Right.
And so... and people who are moving here, and so many people are,
people come
in every day to the chamber, and they are looking for places like that.
Right.
And so we need it. And the town has the the vision to say, yes, we do, and we're going to need it more. And so, you know, it's a good thing. It's going to create jobs in the community, building it. And so we're delighted. And frankly, the chamber can fill the overnight RV parking with the people that come in looking for space in Chino Valley just from the chamber every week.
Right.
And that,
I know that.
It's not an option. That's not an offer for us. But at the end of the day, there's so many people come in looking for that every week. And there's no place. We tell them the three places they could go, and they're always all full.
See, without the chamber, they wouldn't have that opportunity, and that's so important to have the chamber. That's why I try to work so closely with the chamber, knowing that you're there, the chamber's there, gives out all this information. If people would utilize it, it's a big help to everybody.
Well, and I'll share that today a couple came in. surprise. They just moved here from California. I'm shocked. Now it's just a matter of where in California are you moving from.
Right.
And, you know, I've been here long enough that I don't even remember that I used to live in California. But they came in. I know. They came in and said, so where's our welcome packet? We just moved here. And I said, I just happen to have one for you. And what do you do? And they said, well, we like to do this, and we like birds, and we like this. And so we fill a bag up, and we give them stuff. Do you need a phone book? Oh, yeah, we have phone books.
Wow.
And so the Chamber is the biggest.
We have phone books?
The Chamber is the biggest provider of phone books for our region.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, because none of us have them anymore because we don't have house phones.
No.
So, but the Chamber gets them, and we give them to people on an annual basis. So just stop into the Chamber. We have phone books for you.
That's amazing.
I know.
I really did not know that.
Yeah, no, actually, realtors send people there all the time because we're the only ones that have phone books.
What was the thing back in the 40s and 50s? What was it called? You know what I'm talking about.
So the one good thing was that actually was before my time. And the second bad thing is I know what it is, and it's active and live again in Phoenix. It was called Welcome Wagon.
Welcome Wagon, that's exactly
you
right.
You can get a franchise for that.
We should do that. We should do that. I think that'd be a good thing.
The Chamber is a welcome wagon.
Yes, the Chamber is a welcome wagon. But like I said, people have asked me about that. I said, don't you have a welcome wagon? I said, that died a long time ago.
Yeah, but it's now back again, and it's a franchise. So
I'm writing that down.
He's writing this down too. So this is going to be a very fun day.
I hope so, because I'm looking forward to it.
This is going to be a very fun day. And so you're not going to go away, and we have more guests who are going to follow, but you're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Join the Castle Club at Cliff Castle Casino, you get so much more than just a card. You get membership in one of the best casino rewards clubs in Arizona. And new members can swipe to win up to $200 in free play for signing up. You can earn comp meals, lodging, merchandise, concert tickets, and more just for playing. Come experience why Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 18 years in a row. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
We're the Gettle Brothers
from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season. No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your temperature on target with Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Log on at GettlesHDM.com. Now offering plumbing repair and service. That's GOETTLS.
Now that it's finally cooled down outside, let's spruce up the yard. Prescott Dirt has the boulders, the rock, the topsoil. Oh yeah, we'll help you make your yard the talk of the town. I'm Sam with Prescott Dirt. We've been making the community beautiful since the early 90s with the best prices for landscaping materials along with the best service around. Come on, come see me at Prescott Dirt. We have locations in Prescott and Prescott Valley, and you can get lots of information at PrescottDirt.com.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Thanks, Prescott Valley area. Once again, you voted us the best of the best. That's 12 years running. Hi, I'm Mark, owner of Quality Collision Services on Long Mesa Drive, where we do our best to achieve complete customer satisfaction. Quality is not just our motto, it's our name and our promise. You can count on the same service and integrity we've stood by since 1981. Trust your vehicles to the pros at Quality Collision Services.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM. We are, as always, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. And with me in studio, we still have the effervescent Pastor Mike from the Chino Valley United Methodist Church.
I am bloated, but I don't think it's effervescent.
Oh, my gosh. And he is just an amazing sponsor for All Things Chamber, and we are so grateful for that. And you know, without him and people like him and like Arizona's Hometown Radio Group, who's our Chairman Circle sponsor, and our platinum investors like APS and Barrett Propane, Drake Cement, Farmers Insurance, Jeff Champ Agency, the Town of Chino Valley, the One Arizona Credit Union, Tom's Print and Sign, DES Acreage and Mowing, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center, nothing would be happening on the Chamber, and this radio show wouldn't be happening. So we are grateful to all of them and grateful that they are all stepping up not only for Chino Family Christmas, but for the Chino Valley Health and Wellness Expo, which is January 19th of 2018. And we're already planning the job fair for February 20 of 2018. So things are moving forward, but we're excited about having the Health and Wellness Fair and all of your involvement, because we haven't had one in Chino Valley in a very long time. And holistic health is exceptionally important, as are jobs in our community. And toward that end, you've got some great community efforts going on at the church right now.
We do, actually. This Saturday is the 18th, right?
I think it is.
Well, we have a kids' night out. It begins on November 18th at 5 p.m. on Saturday, November 18th. And
you're letting the kids out?
Yes. We're actually letting them out. This is actually for parents with kids.
Really?
They can bring them over to the church. We're going to babysit them for
how cool
two
is
or three
that?
Hours and give the parents a chance
date
to go
night.
Out and have a date. That's well, we don't call it date night because other people use that, so we call it kids' night out.
That's adorable. That is awesome.
This is something we're trying just to see how it works, and if it works well, then we might add. We're only doing it one Saturday a month to see how it works out. But we have trained staff who will be with the kids.
Nice.
We will have security. Actually, I will be security the first two times we do it.
That's frightening.
Yeah, nobody's going to get by me. So, we're looking forward to doing this. And what they need to do is call the church office at 928-636-2969 to reserve a spot. I believe we only have 10 spots open right now. Because this is a volunteer. We do have one paid person, but the rest of are volunteers, so we have to limit at right now how many come. So we're looking forward to that.
But that's 10 couples out on the town.
Oh yes, it is. Spending their money. So that's exciting. We also have the Chino Valley Community Choir will be putting on their concert at the LDS Church on December 17th at 6 p.m. That's a good program, something that we've been helping with it's not just, we're changing it from interfaith choir to community choir because people said, well, we don't go to church and we don't feel, we don't feel right singing in the choir. So we changed it to community choir for that reason.
So anybody can join even if they're non-affiliated.
Anybody.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the whole point. And that's the whole point with anything that we do is, we don't really care where you're from. You're welcome to come join us for all our events. So that's December 17th at 6 p.m., but also December 17th at Pioneer Home. The third Sunday of every month, my certified lay minister does a church service at Pioneer Home at 2 p.m.
Really?
And December 17th, they're doing basically a hymn sing with Christmas carols, with a few lessons. It's like a lessons and carols, but they're doing Christmas songs instead. ahead. So we're asking people to you know, maybe show up and join in. It'll be in the great room that they have there instead of the chapel, because we are expecting a few people.
That's wonderful.
I think it's going to be fun. I am going to try to be there. That's going to be a busy day, so it'll be difficult for me to be there to everything. But that's a big one. So that's December 17th at 2 p.m. at Pioneer Home. I got one other thing, I believe, is I want to make sure people understand Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. So we have a 10 a.m. combined service, lessons and carols, and then on that night at 6 p.m. is our Christmas Eve service. So a lot of people don't always get the times right, but we have it advertised for that. So that'll be fun too. That's kind of where I'm at right now. The new year, we're looking forward to adding new Bible study classes to the new year during the week. We've had people come to us say, well, I don't like to do it at night. So we have a 10 a.m. on Monday Bible study class, a Tuesday afternoon at 4 o'clock, which, and then we also have our Sunday at 10 o'clock Sunday school service. These are all for adults.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting a lot of people who are interested in doing Bible study and things like that.
We have a lot of people who, who don't like to drive at night.
No, I don't either.
Chino is, as is Dewey and Prescott Valley and Prescott, although they have more light just because they have more people in
right.
a smaller area,
right.
but Chino's 65 square miles, and that's a lot of space
right.
with less people.
Well, we
and
get people from Paulden also that come to
sure.
our church.
And it's
so
a long drive in the dark, and
sure.
we have beautiful protected dark skies, which we're grateful for,
right.
but it makes driving in the dark somewhat difficult. And even some of our volunteers at the chamber, as they are starting to age, their eyesight is starting to fail,
yeah.
and driving in the dark
we're
is not their favorite
early.
Thing. Every day, we're all getting older.
I can attest to that. So.
Yeah, I was talking about a volunteer particularly who's like 94.
Yeah.
And so she's, you know, feeling the at least 70 now.
Well, she's probably one of those that just closes her eyes when she drives.
Please don't say that.
Well, I do.
Okay, let's not go near this.
Okay.
You know, I'll get off the road now. When will you be leaving the studio? Because we want to make sure someone's driving you.
Well, my wife is, yes.
But she's out in Costco now.
Yeah, she's at Costco spending our money, hopefully buying presents for Toys.
Toys
for Tots.
For Tots, because this Wednesday is
yep.
our Toys for Tots mixer, and it got great press in the paper.
Right.
So now we're a tiny little bit worried that the chamber may be overwhelmed, but it would be a good thing to be overwhelmed.
I'd like to see it, us fill up at least one semi. That would be kind of nice.
Wouldn't it be great? Last
yeah.
year, the Marines came, and they filled up literally three trucks
right.
With toys from the chamber, and we were thrilled with that. So we're trying to beat that this year, and it's pretty hard because we were pretty inundated with toys last year, but there's nothing, you know, really as much fun as going toy shopping.
Right.
And so, and I know the hardest thing was not playing with them all before we gave them to the Marines.
That would be hard, yes.
It was really difficult because they're going, look at this one. It's so cute. And someone brought in this 6-foot stuffed bear.
Oh.
And the Marines thought it was just there for decoration. And it was a gift. And so
wow.
some kid got that.
Wow.
So they were in the office, and this year they left Marine Corps Toys for Tots swag.
Wow, really?
So there's magnets and pens and pins
yeah.
and cups.
Toys what time
for
is
Tots
it Wednesday,
cups.
The mixer?
Wednesday, it is from 5 to 6:30.
Oh, great.
We are serving light food, some light and not so light beverages, and a good time should be had by all. You know, I know Supervisor Brown and the mayor are both going to be stopping by after the meetings that they have to attend, and it should be fun. We've invited community people. We hope they join us. It costs nothing to come.
I will be there.
Why, hey, they can
get
put a
autograph.
Face to the voice. You know, autograph opportunity, Pastor. That is terrific.
That's hilarious.
You know, you're a radio star now.
Oh, I was many years ago.
Many years
Texas,
ago, yeah.
I was a DJ.
He has the most amazing background ever. Name something. He's done it.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a firm believer in trying something. You haven't lived till you've tried to do it. So it's just
wow.
like being a DJ. You can complain about your DJ that you listen to until you've done it. I wouldn't complain about it because it is not an easy job. to be a DJ on a Western, country Western station that switched over to rock.
Easy transition.
Yeah, no, it was not. A lot of people actually left. But
yeah, think.
Yeah, and I was working like two shifts just to keep it going.
Wow.
But it was a big radio station in Abilene, Texas that also had a TV station. It was the only TV station in town, so it was kind of neat. But I wouldn't do it again, really, I don't think. I enjoy doing this with Arlene because we just have a good time, and our technician here is just always quietly sitting here playing and doodling. So we have a good time all around because Arlene and I can talk all day about nothing.
Do you notice Arlene doesn't get a word in edgewise here in this conversation? But we're delighted for that because you are really a fascinating person with a really interesting history. More importantly, you're doing so much for the community right now.
Thank you.
Not just for your church, and that's the important
piece. That is the important thing. It's not just for the church.
It is for the community.
That's right.
And the community is grateful. I mean, truly grateful. And we applaud what you're doing and the efforts that you're making at bringing the community together.
You can say that on my headstone. We brought the community together.
Yes. You know, that would be a tremendous accomplishment. I know. So Bill is amazing at engineering the show, and he tries really hard not to pay attention to what we're saying.
But we don't let him. I'm sorry. I'm getting the giggles now because I'm watching Bill giggle over here.
I know. He's hoping breaking news happens any moment.
He's hoping I leave soon so he can continue with what he's doing.
Well, we don't want you to, but we do have other guests who are waiting to come in after the next break, and so that they can actually get a word in edgewise,
right,
which is difficult. But in all seriousness, you know, you have done a tremendous amount for the community. You've been here now for how long?
I'm going on 4 years.
Yeah, because you were here just before me.
Right.
Because I'm just about hitting that three-year mark, which has gone so fast.
I absolutely fell in love with Chino Valley. Actually, I'm a native Arizona, and I was, and I've never really been up to Chino Valley except for driving through. I've been up to Prescott. Went to Prescott all the time, Flagstaff, all around the state. But Chino Valley, I'm going, So when my wife and I, when I got the call from the church to come up here, we drove up a month early and took a look, and we're going, wow, it's a nice little town. I think we could be happy here. So, and we are very happy. The people in Chino Valley are lovely. They're great people. The town council does, I think they work very hard. The Unified School District, John Scholl, superintendent.
Just amazing.
He is. And the assistant superintendent, I know her name, I just went blank. I'm sorry, and I apologize for that. I do that all the time. I forget people's names. But she's absolutely terrific because she helped do the funeral for one of the boys at the high school. She took it over, and I apologize for not remembering her name for the life of me. But give me 5 minutes, and I'll forget who I'm talking to right now. So
he'll be bursting into the studio during the next session.
He's
going
to
text me, and he will, which is the frightening thing. And I'll have to interrupt our guests and tell everyone because now they can't wait. But you do so much, and so...
And you do, too. That's the important thing. I want that very clear by people. This lady does so much for the town. That's all I hear. You know, we email each other all the time, and she's always working. I mean, always working. She's home on Sunday. She emails me on Sunday morning between services, telling me things, and I'm going, okay, but I'll answer you later. Because I'm trying to...
Talking to God and stuff like that.
Yes, I'm working with God right now. Leave me alone, lady. But you're always working, and I can appreciate that because when I was younger, I did that. And I'm not working as hard anymore because I refuse to. This church has allowed me, and the community has allowed me to...
So, Pastor, if people, and I know they will, for a whole variety of reasons, want to get a hold of you, what's the best way?
Just holler.
Is there an alternative method?
They can call the church at 928-636-2222. 2969. She's got her head in her hands right now because I'm just making it difficult for her. You could also email the church. I have to put my glasses on because I don't remember the email address.
But he has it written down.
I do. I write everything down. It's chinovalleyumc@gmail.com. Just say, hey, I heard you on the radio. My secretary will get it. She will forward that to me, and I will say, cool.
Well, that is super. And as always, we thank you for joining us.
I'm happy.
The shopping trip that your wife has made was successful. And we can't wait to have you back. We will see you at the Chamber on Wednesday. And so don't go away. You are listening to the Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on 95.5 FM. We are streaming worldwide at kqna.com. And we'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Friday is the biggest shopping day of the year. Turn to the Daily Courier to help you make the most of this shopping extravaganza. The Daily Courier is huge, stuffed with over 30 inserts filled with holiday bargains for just $2. Pick up your copy early between 4 and 6 on Wednesday at Frontier Village Shopping Center or at the Daily Courier office in Prescott Valley. Bring 2 cans of food and get the paper for just $1 while supplies last. Planning made easy with the Daily Courier, available by 7 p.m. at all retail outlets.
Liberty Mutual presents worry-free music moments. Switching to Liberty Mutual could save you $782 on the perfect home and auto insurance for your needs, so you can feel good about the family budget and the massage you're about to treat yourself to.
This is awesome.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide survey of new customers, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Moyers Heating and Cooling,
Far From Folsom,
R.E.D. Plumbing,
Bradshaw Family Dental,
Hobby State Bank,
and Yavapai Plumbing and Heating.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Winnipeg Jets Tuesday evening at 6 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.
Like a trusted friend, the Breast Care Center at YRMC is here for you. Compassion, support, strength. These are the qualities you look for in a trusted friend. These are also the same qualities you will find at the Breast Care Center at YRMC in Prescott Valley. State-of-the-art diagnostic tools, expert care coordination, health education, and support programs are only the beginning. They're combined with a compassionate, caring staff and a private, warm, and comfortable environment. We even have an on-site patient navigator whose focus is to help you with every step of your healthcare decision-making. Choose the Quad City leader for advanced breast care services, including digital mammography, breast MRI, and ultrasound. The Breast Care Center at YRMC, your trusted friend in healthcare. Call 442-8900 or visit yrmc.org.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. It took them an overtime period, but the Northern Arizona Suns have beaten the Iowa Wolves once again.
After beating the Wolves by a point Thursday night, the Northern Arizona Suns took on Iowa again Saturday night at the Prescott Valley Event Center. The game was tied with less than 17 seconds left, but the Suns controlled overtime, scoring 7 points and only allowing former Northern Arizona guard Elijah Millsap a layup with a few seconds left. The Suns ended up with a 124-119 win. Forward Anthony Bennett scored 17 points, and coach Cody Toppert says he likes what he sees in this new player so far.
I have been pleasantly surprised considering that, you know, the first 5 to 7, 8 days of training camp, he didn't compete in any live action. We're also going to have to get his wind up, obviously, playing at altitude. You know, that's kind of our plan. We've got an advantage up here. We've got to be in great shape. We've got to be ready to push it.
Guard Askia Booker scored 34 points, and forward Derek Jones Jr. hit a 28-foot three-pointer with 45 seconds left in overtime. The Northern Arizona Suns hit the road for the first time this season to take on Toppert's former team, the Rio Grande Valley Vipers at 6 tomorrow night, and the South Bay Lakers at 6 Wednesday night. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
A new bus shelter will be open in Cottonwood as of today.
The bus stop at Spectrum Healthcare on Mingus Avenue has been discontinued and moved to the new shelter closer to the entrance to the newly renovated Maverick Convenience Store on Highway 89A and Mingus. The city had worked with Spectrum in getting the shelter built and waited for Maverick to finish their construction activities. Anyone with questions on the new shelter can call Cottonwood Area Transit at 928-634-2287. Cottonwood Area Transit provides 4 fixed routes serving Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and the Verde Villages, with commuter service to Sedona via Verde Links. CAT also connects to Camp Verde and Greyhound through its agreement with the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit. I'm Dave Fone reporting.
The Arizona Coyotes take on the Jets at 6 tomorrow night, and all the live action can be heard right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Partly cloudy tonight, sunny tomorrow, mostly sunny through the work week. Expect an overnight low of 42 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 70 tomorrow and a high of 68 on Wednesday. 45 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Tuesday of 80 and a high on Wednesday of 76. Talk of the town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the comfort that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Brewing Company's 23rd annual November Sausage Month starts November 1st and runs all month long. I don't have enough time in a 30-second announcement, but think andouilles in Creole crawfish, Italian sausage sandwich, Cajun pork kebabs, and beer-braised brats and savory house-made chutney. At only $13.99 each, you can enjoy all four. Check our website or Facebook page for the full rundown, or give us an old-fashioned phone call at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, Prescott's hometown brewery since 1994.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Thanksgiving has always been a special time for the Barrett family. As we gather around our table, we reflect on how grateful we are for the opportunity to have served Yavapai County for almost 60 years. Your business has allowed us to help others in our community, including the Breast Care Center, 4-H, local veterans groups, and more. And remember, for staying warm, drying your clothes, and yes, even roasting your Thanksgiving turkey, count on the Barretts, just as families have for 3 generations. You have our name on it. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Arlene Allen.
Welcome back to the Talk of the Town. The studio is very crowded right now. So we have with us Kathy Morrow, the Regional Vice President of CNN Mortgage. We have Diane Clark, Associate Broker for Realty One Group, Mountain Desert. And with them, apparently pizza chef extraordinaire, as well as realtor extraordinaire, Jeremiah Fitzsimmons. Welcome all. Glad to have you with us today.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
So I want to congratulate you on winning the 2017 Distinguished Service Award. That is quite an honor.
Thanks, Arlene. It's more of an honor to actually be of service to my association. because without the association as a group of realtors, we would just flounder. So the association gives us guidance and helps us move along. And it's not only the service to the local association, Prescott Area Association of Realtors, but it was to the state Association of Realtors also. So it's a very important aspect of what we do as realtors, and I was very happy to do that and will continue.
Well, and we know that you've given good service to the community and to the state for a really long time, but we are thrilled that they actually reached out and honored that service. So congratulations. And
thank you.
You know, you guys do so much and so much for the community. And there's a project that you're involved in now that the cold is creeping in on all of us, Coats for Kids. What's that all about?
Well, that was started by the association, the local association, quite a few years ago. There was a gentleman who was very passionate about making sure that all of our kids in the community had warm coats for the winter. So we picked that up as an association and followed along with it. So there is a drop-off box at our office in Chino Valley. And Yavapai Title out in Chino also has a box. So if you've got coats that are just slightly worn as kids grow out of them when they never really wear
sure.
out of them,
yeah.
Drop them by the office. We'd love to be able to give them to a family in need.
And if you're out shopping and you find a new coat for kids and you feel like buying it and donating it, they can do that too.
That's absolutely right. It's perfect.
It is the season. I mean, it's our, you know, Toys for Tots mixer on
right.
Wednesday.
Right.
And, you know, we'd be happy if you have coats that you want dropped off, bring them to the mixer and we'll take them up the street to Realty
Thank
One
you.
For you.
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
That'd be great.
You are so welcome.
And not only coats, Arlene, but coats, sweaters, and mittens are
anything
accepted.
Warm
yes.
to keep you from like yes. freezing as it starts to get colder
yes.
and colder, because
yes.
while our horses grow extra fur, people don't.
That's right,
yeah.
we don't.
So I know that people, when they think of Realty One and when they think of real estate, they think of people buying and selling houses, but you guys do a lot more than that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's houses, you know, stick-built houses, manufactured houses. There's land that we can take care of, and we have our in-house lender, Kathy Morrow, who is here today to tell us a little bit about some loan programs that will work for the Chino Valley area. And the Yavapai Title that's out in Chino Valley. So when you put those three groups together, you've got a one-stop shop for Chino Valley, which is fabulous because that means they never have to go to Prescott.
Well, and all of these organizations are within a few blocks of each other. It's a really short ride. And all of them have amazing reputations, which is really important.
Absolutely.
So what's new in mortgages? What's new in Chino Valley that's going to help people today to buy a house?
Well, one of the new programs is a Freddie Mac 1%, so borrowers can put down 1%, and there's grants that come with it. Well, all programs do work in Chino Valley, conventional VA, FHA. USDA is one of the ones that can be the most applicable. It is for geographic areas with lower populations. So most, if not all, of Chino is eligible.
Okay.
So it's the United States Department of Agriculture, and it allows for zero down, so there's no down payment required. It has some of the lower mortgage insurance costs of other loans that are out there. So it's a great advantage. We also can help finance manufactured homes, both single wide and double wide.
And sometimes that's hard.
Yes, and it does not work in most cases with USDA, but it does with FHA and VA loans with single family. So just trying to help everybody who's looking for a home in Chino.
Pretty much one-stop shopping.
Absolutely.
You know, and more houses. I mean, even today, there were three couples that came into the chamber that said, we just moved here. And the last one went, I moved here last week. I have no idea what's going on. Help. So you guys are actually doing your jobs really well. So who's got some numbers for us? Who's got some statistics on Chino Valley? Oops, I see that Mitzer Fitzsimmons is dragging those statistics out. Oh my gosh, look at what he's got. Okay, don't read all of them.
No, I won't do that. So basically what we're seeing compared to the same time last year is fewer homes on the market, selling for slightly higher than last year, which is good for sellers, and they're staying on the market a shorter amount of time.
Like
so there's a higher turnover.
10 minutes?
It's possible, yeah. So there are homes selling the same day they're listed.
Yeah.
Some are on the market a little longer, depending on, you know, seller and buyer. So right now, we have about a 3.5 month supply of homes for sale. The national average for the ideal balance is about 6 months. So it's really more of a seller's market right now.
So what do you say to people? Because I hear this at the chamber all the time. What do you say to people who go, I'm meeting with a realtor, there's nothing on the market. They told me there's nothing to buy.
That wouldn't be accurate. But it also depends on what you're looking for, you know, and maybe you don't see the right home today. It might be there tomorrow. It might be there the day after. You just, you know, there's a lot of process and steps to purchasing a home. So
probably the first step, because I'm sensing that if I find something I like, I probably have to jump into this pretty fast, is probably to talk to Kathy and get pre-approved for a mortgage before I go shopping.
Well, it certainly helps with the whole process, because what it allows you to do is not only know what you can qualify for, but what you want to qualify for. There are some people that may want a lower payment than what they actually could buy.
Sure.
And it's hard to know what the payment looks like for that house you're looking at, because you have to define which program, how much money, you know, down you want to come in with. So it's definitely in a seller's market advantageous, because often they may not accept an offer that does not have a pre-approved borrower.
Yeah, because they don't have to. Because there's somebody else out there who's going to give them cash from their house from somewhere else that they've just sold.
Yeah, so, just with the competition of the marketplace, it just helps.
With 3.5 months of inventory.
And something else that Kathy can help you with is to realize what you can afford. So maybe that house in that subdivision that's got an HOA payment, or something that's got a tax rate on it that's a little higher, tax amount that's a little higher, might not fit into that payment. So you have to be careful in looking at all of the payments that have to do with that particular purchase and keep you out of a situation that might not be beneficial to you later on.
You know, and I think there's, and from what we're seeing just empirically at the chamber, there's two different groups of people, the people that are coming here and really stretching to do that, and the people that are seriously buying down. And they have very different needs, and you have enough people working for you who do all different things that you can take care of all of them, and are. We send them across the parking lot to you all the time. It's like, see that dot over there on that sign? Aim for that. Because you guys are, you know, really helpful to the people that come in, and you all know that the first day they're out here looking at a house may not be the day they're going to buy. Mm-hmm. But what we see are people going, I came to the chamber 6 months ago and I asked you all these questions and I just moved here. And they're really happy to come back and share their experience with us. And so far they've been really, really good experiences. And I know that one of the things that we wanted to talk about was tax plans. And so we're going to let you do that.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I get a lot of questions from people who are very concerned about what is happening with the new tax proposal. And in general, it's not going to be good for housing. The National Association of Realtors has combed through the bill very well. And there are a lot of things that will make it difficult for a lot of people. And some of it does affect higher income people more, which everybody says is the way to go, but I'm not going to take a stand on it. I'm going to try and be apolitical here. I'm going to be the realtor party, not a party. But I think one of the things that is coming up that we're noticing or may affect us is the fact that we used to be able to live in a home 2 out of 5 years, and we could sell it and take the deduction. Now they're going to make that 3 out of 5 years. There's also going to be no deductions for moving expenses for people who have to move if they're moving because of a job transfer, which isn't necessarily their choice, but
you get just transferred, you have to go. Yeah. And losing that deduction is difficult. Mm-hmm.
It can be. So there's two of them, just two basic ones there that I think we need to really take a look at. There's some other things with mortgage interest deductions that
the cap on that, and they've already massaged it once. So
yeah, they put a cap on it, but Kathy and I and Fitz were doing a little bit of calculations in the green room out there, and the cap isn't going to affect probably any of the residential properties in our area, simply because it's going to have to be an $11 million or above
property
loan.
Or in New Jersey.
Yes. Yeah. But there will be markets in our country that will get affected. And, you know, once the real estate market starts getting affected there, it trickles down
absolutely,
to everywhere.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's no isolation in
correct,
real estate. It's
correct.
Universal. So how do they find you? How will people who are listening to this get a hold of any of you? What's the best way?
Well, we all have our own cell phone numbers. We're all independent contractors. So I can be reached at my cell, which is 928-237-6285.
That's Diane.
And you can reach me at 928-899-0332.
And Kathy Morrow.
Yeah, hi. You can reach me via email at Kathy@CNNmortgage.com. That's Kathy with a K at CNNmortgage.com.
So I want to thank all of you for joining us today and giving us firsthand real estate information, remembering that our March luncheon this year is our real estate update. So I know that all of you will want to be part of that, and that you don't have to be a member to join us. And the town of Chino Valley is going to be on the air in this spot next week, and then we'll be back in the next couple of weeks with exciting guests like Supervisor Craig Brown, Yavapai Regional Transit, West Yavapai Guidance Clinic, the Better Business Bureau, and so many more. Thank you for joining us. You've been listening to the Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, and streaming worldwide on KQNA.com.
Rebates.
What's the matter, Adam? Got a frog in your throat?
No, Lennox and Gettles are giving our listeners up to $2,000 in rebates now through November at Gettles High Desert Mechanical.
Well, they're going to have to buy a qualifying home comfort system
to get their rebates.
0% financing is available, too, up to 12 months.
Rebates.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettles now at 772-2751 for rebates on Lennox. That's GOETTLS for heating, cooling, and now plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
Everyone is talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
In 1916, Auto Owners Insurance teamed up with local independent agents so customers could get fast, friendly, local service.
Bravo!
It worked so well, we decided to keep it that way. And 100 years later, we still do things the same way. By teaming up with local independent agents who deliver quality, personal service.
Thank you!
Some might call that old school. But then again, maybe everything old is new again. Kind of refreshing, isn't it?
This is Susan Morrison. Give us a call at 445-4600. Your locally owned and operated House Chilson Insurance.
$14 a month. That's all you'll pay for 24-hour alarm monitoring from Western States Communications. This is Sanford Cohen. If your alarm company has tried to raise your rates, do what I did. Make the switch to Western States Communications. They even use my existing equipment. Now I'm only paying $14 a month for 24/7 security. Call right now at 772-3529 and they'll give you 2 months monitoring free. That's Western States Communications alarm monitoring, $14 a month, 772-3529.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Cliff Castle Casino. Enjoy an all-you-can-eat Thanksgiving buffet at Mountain Springs with all the traditional favorites. Or a delicious holiday feast at Storyteller Steakhouse. And on Saturday, November 25th, when you earn 200 slot points, you're eligible to receive a quesadilla maker. Put a new spin on your Thanksgiving leftovers with this great kitchen gadget. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com for menu information and promotion details. Cliff Castle Casino, the perfect place to play.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Augie's Restaurant, Prescott Dirt, A&E Reprographics, House Chilson & Associates, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Barrett Propane, Janessa's Family Hair Care, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.